Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Century Hosting, Expander Digital, and GoWP. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to my friends near and far. And today, my friend is actually near, as I get all the dust off my shirt, my friend is actually nearby. So Nick Adams and I, we go way back in WordPress, like literally probably 5 or 6 years anyway, because Nick is here in the Rochester area. And on some days, he's just actually upstairs. I have the pleasure of working with his wife, Amy Adams, down here on the first floor, and Nick co-works with us quite often upstairs on the second floor. So, but today you're actually coming from your own location, and so you're not just upstairs. So we won't overhear each other talking to each other.
Right, exactly.
Up and down the stairs. But so my origin story with Nick is somewhat embarrassing for me, because I got Nick Adams mixed up with another Nick when I first met him, and so I was just starting WordCamp here in Rochester. I had just kind of taken over the reins of coordinating the meetup here, the WordPress meetup in Rochester. And I got you mixed up with another Nick, and I kept like mixing the two of you up, and I couldn't understand why I would say something to you and it like made no sense, and I'd say something to him and he's like, "No." And I was just like, "Oh my God, I gotta get my Nick straight." But anyway. I think that I was a total bitch to you when you and I first started talking, because you were like, you were going to start a meetup in Canandaigua, which is not far from Rochester, really. And I was like, we already have one. You should come to ours instead. But hopefully it didn't come across bitchy, but it kind of felt that way afterwards. So I was like, don't do that, dude. Come on. Just be part of us, you know?
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is you are, and we've coordinated efforts on lots of different things here in Rochester and actually outside of Rochester too, because we're both part of the global community. So
absolutely.
Enough of my talking, but welcome, Nick. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm worn because I'm refusing to go outside. And how about you?
I was cold because I did go outside to come to the office here and use my equipment. But I'm nice and toasty now. This is my second podcast. I've had a cup of coffee already, and I've got my slippers on. If people don't know, office slippers are the best invention ever. Okay, that's not really an invention. It's just slippers, but you bring them to the office. I never wear my shoes in the office, but I don't like to be barefoot. So we have slippers. We actually have a slipper rack, a shoe rack over here by the front door, and we come in, take off our shoes, and put on our comfy slippers, and it just makes work so much more fun and comfy.
Yeah, I've seen it. I can confirm. That is absolutely the case. It's fantastic.
I know. We got to get you some slippers here. Amy has slippers. I have slippers. Everybody has slippers but Nick. So you got to get some slippers in the office.
Yeah, I got to get some.
Or just wear Jason's. He's never here. He's in San Diego. He wears this once a year.
It's going to make wearing those slippers would make my hair more fantastic. It'd be everything. So I got to do it.
That's right. If you don't know Jason Cannell, Jason Cannell has like the most fabulous mane of anybody in WordPress. He's got the best hair, and he'll never know if you wear slippers. So, and my guess is he doesn't listen to the podcast regularly. So unless he like goes, "Oh, Nick, I know him. What do you mean he's wearing my slippers?"
Then I'm busted.
Then you're busted. Then we'll have to buy
him new slippers. We'll have to redact part of this podcast.
Or just buy him new slippers. I mean, you know, come on. So Nick Adams, welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right. So thank you for having me. This is awesome. I'm really excited. So I'm the COO at WP Buffs, and in a couple of weeks, I will be starting as the temporary acting CEO for about 3 months while Joe, our head buff in CEO, is out on paternity leave, having a baby boy. That's really exciting. So I'm really excited for him, happy for him, a little nervous for me. But it's been a great transition. And so that's really my big adventure. Otherwise, like you said, I'm here in Rochester, New York, the greatest Rochester in all of the country, if you ask me. And
there are a few. There are at least three that I know of.
Yeah, I know. I can't go to Minnesota after this podcast. That's for sure. But yeah, and I'm from Connecticut originally, so New England. Go Whalers.
Woohoo! I was going to say go Patriots. If you're only listening to the audio, I'll tell you that he just gave me the thumbs up and a giant smile.
That is absolutely what happened. I totally didn't make a disgusting face at the thought of Tom Brady.
You mean my boyfriend? Shh, don't tell Giselle. Anyway, so you work for WP Buffs. We're going to talk about that in a little while, but I will say you're here in Rochester, but the Buffs are a distributed company, so you guys are all over the world.
Yes. Yeah, it's that one's always fun because when people meet us at WordCamps, when it's me and Joe, it's not as surprising for people, but when they see us at other WordCamps, they meet Dean, who's from England, although the funny thing is he lives in Spain, so whenever people ask him where he's from, he says, oh, I'm in Spain. And his accent confuses them for a minute because they hear a British accent. And he says, I'm from Spain. Right. But yeah, we've got a team on, we had every continent except for Antarctica. Right now, Jason is in the Philippines, but he was in Australia. And so at one point we had every continent represented for our team, but we're, yeah, very distributed. We're all over the place.
That's great though, because it allows you to cover the clock.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
So you have 24-hour care for your customers. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Buffs in a little while. First, I see your mug, but you know, hold it up to the camera. Show us your mug and tell us a little bit about it.
All right. So this is my Starbucks Montreal mug. So mm-hmm. I love the city of Montreal. They have a fantastic WordCamp. They have fantastic people. And I know you and I have several friends in common there.
Yeah.
And so on my honeymoon, Amy and I, we went out to Prince Edward Island, which is the far eastern edge of Canada. And then we went through New Brunswick. That's the one I couldn't think of. Through New Brunswick and then all of Quebec.
My Canadian geography is not good. I couldn't even help you there. Sorry.
And then through Ontario to get here because we were coming all the way from Connecticut and wanted to honeymoon up there. So we did that. So on the way, we went to several cities, including Quebec City and then Montreal, where we spent part of our honeymoon hanging out with Michelle Bluma, as I think everyone in the world should.
Absolutely.
And so while we were on our honeymoon, we picked up some mugs. We love Starbucks. We actually had a Starbucks-themed wedding. Our first date was at a Starbucks and so we love it.
That's awesome. I'm a big Starbucks fan. I love Starbucks. I'm not drinking Starbucks. Are you drinking Starbucks coffee today? What's in your mug?
Right now my mug is actually full of water because I've had so much coffee today. but lately I've been drinking a lot of, Lavazza coffee.
Oh, very good. Well, I'll show you. This is my mug today. I've got my owl mug. It's cute. It gives a hoot.
I love it.
It's cute. And I've already had enough coffee, so I'm drinking herbal tea. I have my turmeric tea. If you listen to the podcast frequently, you'll know that I drink a lot of turmeric tea. It's actually really good for fibromyalgia. It helps take the pain away a little bit. It eases the pain. It helps with joints, that kind of stuff. I was not a believer. I was one of those, yeah, right, kind of people. My daughter convinced me to try it, and it helps. So I drink at least a cup of turmeric tea a day. There you go.
All right. It's also a great plug for Indian food. So Indian food is healthy.
And now I'm hungry. Thank you so much for that.
All right.
So Nick, I probably know some of the answers to some of these questions just because we do talk quite a bit, but I don't know the answer to this question, which is, how did you get started with WordPress?
So I got started with WordPress when I was in college. I was a computer science major. And that was starting in 2007. I started college at University of Hartford. And so in 2008 started computer science classes. And this was, of course, back in 2008. And so they were teaching us Java, which still is applicable for some people, but for the most part, Java is a bygone programming language that's kind of been left behind by lots of things. So a lot of it was, we all kind of wanted to get into web programming, but they didn't like offer like web programming. They had web design classes, but no web programming. So thankfully our professors started teaching us JavaScript, and so we were learning that. But then one of our professors was talking to us about WordPress and about CMSs. And so rather than building everything from scratch, they taught us like you can use something that's already like a framework, and then you can take all this stuff. So you can take the JavaScript, you can take the CSS, and all that stuff. And like that was before like CSS 3, so still CSS wasn't the prettiest. And so we kind of were like, well, let's check it out. And a few of us in one of our in our like web programming class, because we ended up getting a web programming class we could take, and so we just started playing around with it in class, started playing around with WordPress, and so we ended up, several of us really liked it, and several of us have careers in WordPress now.
That's amazing. And you are still in touch with some of those people?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And that's one of the things about WordPress, right? Is that like once you're part of the community, as long as you want to remain part of the community, you kind of stay part of the community.
Yeah. So,
and it's always sad when somebody moves on to another career and they're not as active anymore. It's like, oh, whatever happened to so-and-so?
Yeah.
For sure. When you look at all the different websites, and you see a lot of websites, we're going to talk about, like I said, we're going to talk about what Buffs does, but you guys aren't building websites, you're taking care of, curating, if you will, websites. So you do see a lot of sites. Without commenting on any particular customer, because I know you'd never throw anybody under the bus. But what's something that you think that designers and developers aren't paying enough attention to in web design in, you know, 2019, 2020, that we probably should pay more attention to make sites stronger, better for the user?
Number one, I would have to say is organization of code. Drives me nuts the number of places that I find, you know, trying to help fix a site. Someone signs up with us and like they give us a long list of like, hey, here's all the problems I'm having with my site. And we go into the site and we found people have thrown code into functions.php. They've thrown it into plugins. They've thrown it into templates on the theme. We find it in some of the craziest places, CSS strewn throughout. Because people can also put code and CSS in the customizer. There are other plugins where you can do them, like insert headers and footers. There's all sorts of places. And it's a mess because, like, there's just no organization. You know, content architecture is, like, a foreign concept to most people, including professionals. And so there's just no real structure. And that's probably the worst thing is when people just kind of cowboy code or just like hack something together. You should never, if somebody's paying you even a dollar, you should never just hack together a solution. Because that's just, it creates a mess later. And even if you didn't get paid much, you are still paying in your reputation. Because if people say like, oh, this person made my website. And then like people like us look at it and are like, oh my gosh, that's very horribly done and disorganized. There's no inline comments, there's nothing, then we're just like, all right, so not hiring that person ever to build a site. So
at the very least, comment your code, right? At the very least, my gosh, comment your code.
Yes, I've seen entire plugins with no comments.
Yeah, that's really scary. And I will say I've been guilty of in the past. And I mean, the only coding I do is CSS. So I'm not in the PHP. And most of it is either just in the editor or in my own child theme, because I would never touch the core because I know enough to be dangerous not to actually be helpful that way. So I'm always like, oh, it's just my site. And then I go back like a month later, I'm like, what the heck did this do? I have no idea. So then I'll just kind of remove it and then look at the site and see what changed because I just screwed myself over in the way I neglected to comment my own code. So, yeah. Now you said the biggest one. Did you have a secondary that you were going to throw in there, or was that pretty much it?
Yeah, just using random untested plugins. Oh my gosh. We've literally gotten websites that have had over 150 plugins. It's not even like a site that like has all this crazy functionality. It's just every time they thought like, oh, I want a slider, they go and install like 6 slider plugins, and then like they might use 3 of them in different places. And so it's crazy. But like then they pull in ones that it's like a slider who nobody's ever heard of and hasn't been updated in 3 years, and the people can't figure out why their site is hacked.
Or why is it just this white screen when you go to my website? Mm-hmm. My favorite story about that, about plugins, is I built our church's first website on WordPress. I actually built the first website in HTML, but the first real, you know, out there for everybody website. And then other people, and I didn't charge anybody for it. So every time they'd want to make changes, it was just like more of my time. So I deputized some people and kind of showed them how to do things. Well, they started learning about plugins and this, then that, and the other. And this one person must have put 5 different weather plugins on the website. So, and tested them all out apparently, but one was active, 4 were, or actually they were all active, but only one of them was being used on the homepage. And my biggest question wasn't even why 5 and why not delete the others. My biggest question is, people coming to a church live in the area. All they have to do is open the window and they know what the weather is. So not only, you know, use your plugins wisely, but don't put plugins on your site that are not relevant to what the purpose of your website is. So,
yeah.
For sure. What's something that you wish you had known earlier on in your WordPress career that you've learned since that would have made life a little easier?
So it actually happened. So I read a book called Essentialism, which is absolutely an incredible book. And, it really helped to define how I build things and how I run things now, where everything is a question of like, is it essential? And if not, what's the point? And so that's just a big thing now. And so like early on, I wish that somebody had like sat me down and been like, all right, all these things you say you want to do for this website, why is it essential? But at the time, you know, it's kind of that like, oh, I can add this thing, so why? Kind of like your story there with the weather, you know, sure, you can add a weather widget, but why? And all the times that I should have just like not done it, or even if like a client asked like, hey, I want to do this, this, and this on my website, I wish that at the beginning I'd said like, no, that's actually not a good idea. So I wish I'd known that.
You know, when you brought that up, it makes me think of, so I started this podcast in June of this year. So, you know, we got over 50 episodes out already. It's only December, whatever, 7th today that we're recording this. And I was asking some questions on the form that I would have y'all fill out. And one of the questions was, what's your Instagram handle? And I stopped asking, I mean, I think I still have it on there. Maybe I took it out since then, but I don't actually publish it anymore because what does that have to do with WordPress? Like Twitter? Yes, absolutely. Follow each other on Twitter. You know, what are your websites? You know, what's your WordPress.org username so I can see what your favorite plugins are and some of that kind of thing. But, you know, but like Instagram, nobody cares. So I took that one out of there, you know? So I've been trying to like do that without even knowing this awesome book existed, which by the way, if you own it, bring it to the office on Monday, cause I want to read it now. Mm-hmm. Or have Amy bring it with her if you're not coming in, whatever. But yeah, it's just like, there are so many things that you look back and you go, just because you can, doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great philosopher, in this little known documentary called Jurassic Park, who says, you thought about whether you could, and never thought about whether you should. It's not an exact quote. It's a verbatim paraphrase.
That was a good documentary. I think I actually saw the first one. I didn't see the follow-ups, though.
No. That's like Super Size Me and Super Size Me Too. No one watched the follow-up.
No, because you didn't need to see him get bigger. When you think over all the different WordCamps, meetups, WordPress events that you've been to, and I know you've been to quite a few as well, is there a moment, a pivotal moment for you, something that was truly inspirational, whether it was a talk that you gave or heard or somebody you met that was just kind of like, wow, this really made a difference to me?
Yeah, so absolutely. The one that has made the biggest difference would actually have to be, I'm going to give a shout out to Adam Warner. Partly because Adam Warner is the reason I have my current job at WP Buffs. I was freelancing at the time. And so Adam was someone I knew from several different WordCamps. And so we've been friends for several years. And so he's just a fantastic guy. And so, he's introduced me to a lot of people. And so, so that's just one of those things that without WordCamps and without these moments of having somebody who's literally going to say, you know, have you met Nick? And then connecting you with people, you know, my whole life would be different. I wouldn't be working at WP Buffs most likely. And, yeah, so that's the whole, that's probably the biggest thing, biggest moment.
That's awesome. I know so many of us who have found our current careers, our current employers anyway, through WordCamps, including myself. And that's just what a way to connect with people. So yeah, truly. Tell us a little bit about what WP Buffs is. What do you guys do? I mean, I have an idea, but I want to hear it from you. And what do you think is, not just what do you do, but what do you think is the secret to your success? Because you guys have been growing like crazy and it's been awesome to watch.
Yeah, so thank you. So WP Buffs is a 24/7 maintenance and support company. We offer care plans monthly and annual for people that range from everything from our lowest level maintain plan, which is an extremely affordable way to make sure that you have professionals who are watching your website, backing it up several times a day. It's about to switch from once a day to actually real-time backups. We're running security scans and all sorts of things. And then on our higher level plans, we have one where we're adding security to people's websites. So it's not just us saying like, oh, we're gonna install a plugin, hey, now your site's secure. But we actually go through and we give your site a full checkup. We look for common errors, common issues. We check through all the users to make sure that like you don't have anything that'll attack. We are running scans, we're adding firewalls, and we're just really hardening websites as much as possible. And for people who want it, we're even doing two-factor authentication, which once you start adding two-factor authentication to your website, it makes it pretty much impossible to brute force hack. Still other ways to break into a website, but you know, that whole two-factor is absolutely fantastic. And then we're going all the way up to our e-commerce and our perform plan, which has, we're doing speed optimization for sites. And the main thing with that is not just running some speed up stuff or adding a plugin, but we are doing that. We're also educating and, we're helping people understand what makes a website fast. Cause a lot of people, come to us and they say, well, I just want a one-time speed up on my site. And we explain to them, well, performance optimization is an ongoing process that involves making sure that you upload the right sized images, making sure that you are not using too many embedded objects from other websites, and all sorts of stuff. And so it's ongoing. And so we're constantly monitoring the performance to see, you know, what's happening, also helping to educate people. So that's really the majority of what we do. We help out with other things. We fix hacked websites. So if a site's been hacked on our highest level plan, that can get fixed. And so we're doing all sorts of stuff, pretty much everything except for hosting management and we aren't building websites.
Gotcha. That's awesome. So you have been, I mean, I've seen what you post on Twitter with these, you know, Brady Bunch type pictures of, hey, look at all of our buffs working together. What do you attribute to this, to the success and the widespread? I don't see you guys doing a ton of advertising, for example. So what do you attribute to the growth?
Yeah, so we actually are not doing any advertising. So we don't do ads or anything like that anywhere. We do content marketing, which is just Joe and our whole marketing team. So we've got new guy Parwick, who's really doing a fantastic job. And we have other people who work with us as well, who are just doing an amazing job with this, with our blog. It's unbelievable how they're able to get top ranked for so many questions. And so when you start looking for WordPress things, it's quite often that you're going to see WordPress, if not number one, in that like top list. I mean, their first page ranking so much stuff. And then it's good content. It's not just all about the SEO, but people find it. And then they find that like, oh, this is good content. These people know what they're talking about. And because a lot of that stuff does come from us internally, you know, people can know that we didn't just ask somebody to give us that. I mean, sometimes we have some outside contributors, but for the most part, this is all internal knowledge stuff. Our whole team reads this. And so, you know, we've gotten a lot of great stuff there. A lot of it is word of mouth. We see a huge amount of people come in through our word of mouth. And I don't just mean our affiliate program, which we do have, but also actual just people saying it to their friends. All the time we're having people contact us and say, this guy over here who I'm friends with has said that he signed up with you guys 6 months ago and it's changed his life. It's been amazing. And now all he has to do is just email whatever he wants done on his website and someone just does it and it magically gets done. They said, that's incredible. And so they want to sign up. And so I'd say a large portion of our customers come in through some kind of referral from other customers. And the other thing is just, we have a great team. You know, I think I might say that we're the best team in WordPress, but I think we got to be right there tied with Give. So, you know, top two greatest teams in the history of WordPress right there.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so just the team that we have has been absolutely fantastic. We're really big on processes. That's probably my biggest strength is I'm all about setting up repeatable processes. And so so our team's ability to follow those and then help improve those because we operate not just as a leader and a follower, but just a whole team of leaders and people mm-hmm. giving feedback saying, hey, we can do this better. And we're constantly upgrading and making our processes and our systems even better. And so I think all those things combined have just led to some massive growth. I mean, our customers, you know, we've grown more than 500% in the last 2 years. And then our team has grown by about 400% in the same amount of time. So there are about 20 of us now, and there were 5 of us when I started. So we've seen some huge growth in the last 2 years.
So I'm guessing you're not cold calling people.
No, we are not. We do no outbound sales whatsoever.
Can I tell you about a funny thing that happened to me? Well, two Absolutely. Things that happened to me. So it might have been 2 days ago. I all of a sudden I am getting friend requested on Facebook from Bangladesh and India like crazy. And I think it's because of the podcast, and I'm pretty cool about that, right? Uh-huh. So if we don't have any common friends and you're friending me from anywhere, I'm probably not going to friend you back. But, you know, if we have common friends, then I'm like, well, we must owe people. So I'll just, you know, friend you. I don't say anything or share anything on Facebook that I wouldn't like put out publicly because it is a public place. Anyway, so I friend this person and he messages me and he says, you know, are you a designer? And I said, I mean, first of all you have to do is look and you can see that I work for Give, but whatever. So I said, well, no, I used to be a freelancer. And he says, you have your own website? And I said, I have a couple of them. Yes. And by then he's like done a little bit of research and he throws back at me, my photography website. And he says, is this your website? I said, yeah, that's one of them. And the first thing he does is he does a speed check on it. And he comes back with a screenshot and he says, you get an F for speed check. I can fix this for you. And of course, the first thing as a web designer, right? I'm offended. Like, how dare you check my website like that and throw it in my face? And what I truthfully replied was, I don't care because I am not trying to become a full-time photographer. I love my job at GIF. I do maybe 2 or 3 photo shoots a month. If all of a sudden my website was getting traffic like crazy, I would have to find a way to dull the traffic, right? So, but then my favorite thing was he sends me his website. Now I'm on my phone, it's on mobile. And so I click it and I wait and I wait and I wait and it doesn't load.
Oh, no.
So I clicked back and then I started the video on my phone and I clicked it again. And after 40 seconds, I just stopped it. And I responded back to him and I said, well, first of all, you have no social card on your site. So when you share it to me, all I see is a blank screen or, you know, like no image. I said, and second, here's the video that shows that after 40 seconds, your site still hasn't loaded. And his response was, but I get an A+ on Pingdom. I'm like, I don't care what Pingdom gives you. I can't see your site. Have a good day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so don't cold call people like that. That's never a good thing, especially if they're in the design business. If you want to cold call somebody who's, you know, a mom and pop store and say, I can help you get your site better, that's great. Those are the people who really need it. Don't attack people in the industry. That's never a good thing.
Yeah, and I'll just find cold calls annoying. I don't think I ever bought anything because somebody came after me and was like, you need this.
No, but as a freelancer, I actually did get quite a bit of sales doing some cold calling, but strategic cold calling, not just, you know, going down through the phone book kind of thing. And then this morning I had somebody, a student in Bangladesh, declare his undying love for me.
Mm.
I friended him back this morning and within 10 minutes he was commenting on one of my marketing posts that he loved me. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? And so then I said, I don't understand. And he responded with, you know, feeling like affinity to me or something like that. So I went on a translation plugin, or not plugin, I went on Google Translate, and I translated into Bengali. This is not how you meet women. This is very offensive. And I sent it back to him in his own language. And then I blocked him. And then another Bangladeshi responded to him, you're making us all look bad. So that's my experience with cold calling. I think you guys are doing the right thing. You're just building the reputation that says you want to work with us, and that's a good thing. So sorry, I had to throw my own little fun experiments in there.
Absolutely. Love to hear it.
It's all good stuff, right? I know you're not building sites anymore, but you are definitely, you know, in the sites and you're seeing things. If you were sharing with somebody today how to build a website in WordPress, what are 2 or 3 must-have plugins that you would recommend to them?
So absolutely number one would probably be Yoast SEO. Just the fact that SEO stuff is not built into WordPress still absolutely blows my mind. Just the ability to set like metadata and meta descriptions for a page or a post really should have been in core a long time ago. I understand that, you know, they want to build for the majority, in which case I can't really understand who the majority is if it's not people who need the ability to set a meta title, a meta description. So Yoast is definitely at the top of my list. I absolutely find Elementor and Beaver Builder to be pretty essential plugins at this point. I personally find that they are just the absolute best when it comes to building a page. Gutenberg is on its way, and I understand that's officially the WordPress block editor now, but still codenamed Gutenberg, still got that plugin if you want the bleeding edge releases. But yeah, really, I think the ability to build a page quickly with things like Beaver Builder and Elementor is just absolutely essential for any website. And then the last thing is some kind of security plugin. I think every site needs one. I'm quite partial to iTheme Security. I find that that one works really well. iTheme Security Pro lets you add things like two-factor authentication that you connect with like Google Authenticator to really just harden a website really, really well. And it does a lot of stuff that otherwise you would need to do with code. Or with like six or seven different plugins. And so I find that that's a great plugin.
Fantastic. Thank you. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was official or somebody kind of took you under their wing, somebody whose journey you follow so that you could emulate them? And who was it?
So I would say actually it's kind of right now with Joe Howard. So Joe hasn't really been like a WordPress mentor for me, but he's definitely been a business mentor. Just in that, like, you know, I came into the company as a developer. And so I was originally just working on customer tickets and support. And Joe has just kind of taken me under his wing and taught me so much, which is funny because his background in, he was a teacher, a math teacher at one point and worked in IT. But, you know, he wasn't a business school graduate or anything like that. And yet the amount of business knowledge that he has been able to share and just his ability to have intuition about a lot of things is just, the things he's taught me have been unbelievable. And so it's kind of happening right now. Like even as recently as the beginning of this week, Joe like talked through stuff with me that's just has been absolutely life-changing. Really, it has. And so that's really it for mentorship right there.
I'll tell you, one of the things that I also admire about Joe is he is not afraid to talk into the community about mistakes, or maybe even not less the mistake, but seeking advice in certain things. So like one of my first real interactions with him is he posted in the supporting, I think it was supporting WordPress Facebook group or something, that y'all had gotten like a really bad review and the person had said some really nasty things and he wasn't sure how, you know, was his response a good response? And my first response to him was don't apologize. Like if you didn't do anything wrong, don't apologize. And that was how he and I really started having our WordPress relationship, if you will. Professional, of course. So, WordPress relationship. Being able to kind of go back and forth. And Matt Cromwell is always a, you know, don't, and he's always the don't apologize as well. And I'm the don't say thank you for things that you shouldn't be saying thank you about. So we've had all these conversations about language and how we can use language to be stronger. And it's because Joe was willing to put himself out there and say, how could I do better to people who have been, who are also in the workspace. So I definitely admire that about him too.
Yeah. And that's awesome. That piece of advice is one that we actually now the whole team uses. So thank you for that.
Hey, my pleasure.
Yeah. We're being a lot more careful about when we apologize, if we haven't done something wrong, but somebody is offended or upset about something that we didn't do anything wrong, but they're just upset. We don't apologize. We don't say, well, we're sorry. We say, you know, we want to help. And so really getting that from you has been very helpful for our team.
Well, I'm glad it works. My other, when somebody says I want a refund because this isn't working, I never apologize for that either. I always say it's unfortunate that we're not able to work together.
Yeah.
And that the implied sometimes is good riddance if they're that, you know, needy, so to speak. But anyway, okay, moving on. Who is some, besides Joe, who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why? You can pick more than one if you want.
So I very much admire Carl Alexander. He is an absolutely fascinating person. So if people don't know Carl Alexander, who is from Montreal.
Yes.
So absolutely fantastic guy. He is just unashamedly himself. And I love the way that he is friendly to everyone. He just embraces everyone, but also he just puts himself out there in the community, and it's really, really incredible. I mean, last year, or maybe it was the beginning of this year, I can't recall now, he wrote a book and put it out there, published it. Like, it was a course and a book and all sorts of stuff. And he's someone who's very much not about like self-promotion or anything like that. And yet he went with something that he'd been wanting to do. And it was absolutely fantastic. And just to watch Carl, somebody who's very much not looking to make money or anything like that, someone who's just doing coding for the love of it, who goes out there and creates a product that does really well, both in terms of what it's taught people and also, you know, sales-wise has gone really well. And so so there's that. And then just his relentless excitement about all sorts of different things, no matter how boring they may be, like unit testing. He loves it, and he doesn't back down on it. He doesn't try and stick with the cool thing or the exciting thing. Carl talks about what Carl wants to talk about.
The other thing about Carl is if you do go to WordCamp Montreal, he takes absolute joy in being the drink ticket captain. So if you are at the after party, you know, he's the one who holds those tickets, and he absolutely loves sharing those.
That he does.
That's fantastic. I love that. That's a great shout out for Carl. And if you are listening, his Twitter is at @twigpress, and he actually has some great tweets out there too. So
yes, follow Carl.
Follow Carl. I agree with that.
Just not in person, only on social media. He doesn't like people following him down the street.
He's got some great t-shirts too. I think he has one that says like, "Shut up, liver. You're not the boss of me."
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
And he may have one that says, "That's a terrible idea. What time?"
Oh, man.
That's all good.
That's great.
Yeah. What's something, I'm looking at my questions because I just got myself out of order here. What's something you want to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
I have been really wanting to get into React development. So I know a little bit of React, but like I see the incredible things that people are doing by going full on into React, which for people who don't know, React is a JavaScript library. It is probably the most popular or most famous JavaScript library at this point. And it allows you to do incredible things, build incredible web apps that just can do things that websites couldn't do 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And so it was created by the Facebook team because they needed a JavaScript library that could allow them to create a top-notch web app like Facebook. And so that's been open sourced for all of us to use. And it's changed the face of the internet in the last 5 or 6 years, especially to the point where that's just everybody's using it for everything now.
So learn React deeply. Is that what I just heard?
Yes, absolutely. Learn React deeply.
What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
Well, I've made a whole bunch of different mistakes.
A true developer says that, actually confesses to that fact, because we've all done it.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I have broken easily 50 different websites in 100 different ways. And that's just the joy of being a developer is, you know, you try and do that only on staging sites. So I'm counting staging and development sites in there. Mm-hmm. I'm not breaking live sites all the time. But probably the number one thing that I made mistake of was in the beginning, I wasn't using backups. So I was that idiot who would go in there and try something, break the site, and then I had to manually undo it because I didn't have a backup. And so I'd sometimes have to spend hours trying to fix a site when really I should have just rolled the backup in there and then just tried to do what I wanted to do. But I learned from it. I learned a lot of things about how to fix a website, how to fix WordPress and what can break it by doing that. But definitely not having backup. So this is an interesting one. I want to hear what you have to say for that.
Oh, my biggest mistake? Okay, so I would probably say, and this isn't necessarily specific to something like code-wise in WordPress, but when I first started freelancing, I thought I could just turn out websites by the dozens, you know, which actually I have. I mean, I've built 2 websites in a day before when the customer gives me everything I need and I can turn, I mean, and it actually goes live and yeah, sure. We might make some changes, modifications later. But I was thinking that if I could build like 2 to 3 websites a week, that's all I would need financially. So I was charging $300 a website. And so my very first customer, like, she's like, well, how much would you charge me? And I hadn't even literally hung a shingle yet. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how much to charge. I'm like, $300. And she's like, well, I also need e-commerce. And I was like, oh, wow, $500. And I paid more for my education in that website than anything ever. And very, very quickly readjusted my pricing. Because I was never going to be able to actually eat if I was charging $300. And we're not talking that long ago. It was like 7 years ago. So, I mean, yeah. So very quickly I went from $300 a site to $1,000 a site. And even, you know, within a couple of months, I was charging even more than that. So recognizing my value. I'm going to say my biggest mistake was not recognizing my value.
Yeah.
And
I have to admit, that is a very profound statement coming from somebody with an MBA for you to say that was your most expensive education right there. That's saying something because MBAs aren't cheap.
Okay. So here is the truth about my MBA. So I have an MBA from the Simon School of Business, University of Rochester, top 30 business school. I paid exactly $30 for my MBA.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that $30 was for the one textbook I couldn't borrow from somebody else. So I worked for the university at the time and I got all my classes free. I borrowed textbooks from other people. And the one thing I couldn't get was actually one set of Harvard Business Review. Now it's all digital, I'm sure. But at the time it was, you'd have to go buy these paper packs of, Harvard Business Review articles, you know, that we would have to use in class. So I paid $30 for my MBA. So yeah, actually that website was more expensive than my MBA.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. That's you should give an entire like talk on how to get a $30 MBA, because that's impressive.
Right. I was very blessed when I worked there for sure. That was definitely
pay $60 to watch that talk.
There you go. I could start making money on how much.
There you go.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
My proudest was probably the first time I published a plugin to WordPress. At the time, that was just like the coolest. The coolest thing was I was like, oh, wow, I'm officially in the WordPress repository. I mean, that was years and years ago. I don't remember anymore what my first plugin one was, but I believe it was Remove Howdy. It was literally just because I hated giving somebody like selling them like, hey, here's thousands of dollars for your website. And it's going to say like, howdy, Diane, in like the top of their website. I was like, come on, like, that's just not the most professional thing. Sorry, Matt Mullenweg. I understand you love it, but not everyone does. And so I created a plugin to just remove that, and so then I just put that one in the repository. So that was probably the proudest, aside from being part of WP Buffs. I'm not kidding, I'm not just saying that's for bonus, but like I'm really proud, like when I get to tell people like, oh yes, I'm with WP Buffs. So really top proudest moment probably had to be that one.
Yeah, that's awesome. I will tell you that I did not know that you were behind that plugin, but because it was before I really knew you. But I've used that plugin for customers before. So
it is.
And I just feel like we like had a full circle moment and I'm like, that's pretty cool actually. if you weren't working in web technology, like, you know, take the whole internet thing away for now, what's another career that you might like to try?
So I really enjoy doing like home repairs, home renovation, in a previous life. back in 2010, I worked for a nonprofit called YouthWorks. And so my job was I taught teenagers how to fix up houses. And so like they would come for a week. It was youth mission trips. And these churches would send these groups and these teenagers, and I would teach them how to do things working on home. So I loved doing that. I mean, painting, doing wall repairs, drywall, like all sorts of awesome stuff. I mean, we weren't building anything, like we weren't building houses, but we were doing all kinds of stuff, working on ramps, working on stairs, working on decks and walls, caulking windows if needed. I mean, anything that that might be needed that I could teach teenagers to do. And I just absolutely loved it. So I think I'd probably love to be like flipping houses if I could. So that would be my alternate career.
Oh, that's very cool, actually. I like that. What's something on your bucket list?
So I really want to skydive.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifies me. But at the same time, I feel like that's one of those things that, like, if I get to, like, the end of my life and I haven't done it, I'm going to kind of kick myself for not doing it. So we'll see if that ever actually happens.
That is not on my bucket list. Not even a little.
Yeah.
I think that's fun, though, for sure.
I feel like that's one of those things that you should probably do once you've gone through other things on your bucket list, because you may not get the opportunity after skydiving. You never know.
And it was the last thing that he could do. And he had more that was left undone, but he hit a little too hard when he landed. That's awesome. I know a lot of people who've done it and love the exhilaration of it. I am not a thrill seeker. And adrenaline to me is usually a fear response, not an exciting response. So yeah, I'm just going to be on the ground and welcome you back to terra firma. I'll stand next to Amy. Actually, knowing Amy, she'd probably jump with you. But
she just very well might.
I guess so. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents, something that the WordPress community might not know about you.
Well, I'm a musician. I don't know. I know you know that. You've actually, you've helped me lead worship before. But yeah, some other people know that, but that's probably the one that a lot of people don't know and are sometimes surprised about, especially in the occasions when a guitar or a piano or something happens to be available and people find out like, oh, Nick is a musician. And so so that's probably the one that surprises people the most. Otherwise, it's the fact that I can cook that surprises people as well. I enjoy cooking. I'm not a pro chef, but I'm a I'm someone who likes to try out all sorts of different recipes and stuff and try some advanced stuff too. So so that's always a surprise to people if we're like sharing an Airbnb at a WordCamp or something and I might cook up a meal and try and do something a little more advanced. It catches people off guard sometimes.
Well, that's fun. You need to teach Ben Meredith how to make bacon in an oven.
I'll do that for his birthday, which is actually today. So happy birthday, Ben. In case people didn't know.
When we were in Nashville last year for WordCamp, I said, you could just do bacon in the oven. It's a lot faster. You can do all of it at once. Only he didn't realize how fast bacon cooks, and he walked away from it. And next thing you know, the was full of burned bacon. Anyway, yes, Ben's birthday. We'll talk about that another day. Actually, when I asked Roy Sivan what his proudest WordPress moment was, it was Ben's birthday.
Hey, you have to celebrate. I mean, The guy only gets 364 birthdays a year.
Next year he gets 365 because it's a leap year.
Yeah, he does.
And by the way, hi Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Okay, how can we find you online, your websites and social media? Twitter specifically.
Yeah, so I'm going to plug, definitely go to wpbuffs.com. I've written some posts on there. You can see my picture on there. It's a pretty awesome face, so you want to go check that out. My website is nickadams.tv. It has nothing to do with television. It's just there's a lot of Nick Adamses, so it's hard to find a domain that's available. And you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Nick Adams TV. And you can find me on Facebook. I'm not very active on Facebook, so you're better off looking for me on those other two.
That's but, right.
Yeah, and, that's where you'll find me.
And you are not the Nick Adams of Broadway fame.
No, I am not. I am not the Nick Adams, the professional photographer. I am not Nick Adams, who was friends with James Dean. There are so many. I'm not the Nick Adams who was an Ernest Hemingway character. I am neither or none of those.
But you are married to Amy Adams, but not
I am.
But not the Amy Adams who's in the movies.
Correct. Yes. My wife, Amy Adams, is not that Amy Adams, but she is that Amy Adams to me.
She's my favorite Amy Adams.
Mine too.
There you go. Thank you so much for taking time to be with me today. Like you don't see me enough already.
Anytime I can see you some more is fantastic.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Nick, for being here today. Any final words?
No. Thanks for having me. This has been absolutely fun. Everyone, go download Give and then go get a maintenance plan from WP Buffs.
There you go. There's the marketing for the year.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. Bye.
Bye.